The things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations like China are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going into the third hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Gina Somm, I've used her many times in examples because she stopped a spree shooting, and she stopped it well. And for that act that she did, and she was very courageous doing it, she did not hesitate. She did a very good job doing it, in fact. She is to be commended. However, you know, people like me, magazines and other things, would like to have her talk about that incident. And I don't know if she's reluctant to do it. I've never reached out to her myself, simply because in most cases, things like people like that are very hard to get a hold of. So she's made some statements, and I walk a regular tightrope because I will point out when police do dumb things. But police at large, law enforcement at large, is there really ideologically wanting to do good in your community. I believe that. And I happen to be privileged to know a guy who has a very broad spectrum of training. And joining us this morning, he's somewhere in my main locale of the upstate. I don't know where he is. I hope he's staying warm because it's in the single digits here right now. We're joined from Sheepdogs, Inc. by Chuck Porter. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Bill. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Now, Chuck is a former Marine, and he is a former deputy sheriff, and then he became an entrepreneur. Tell everybody what Sheepdogs, Inc. does.
Sheepdogs, Inc. is a clothing brand for not average people. I, of course, cater to military and law enforcement, but we design shirts. Kind of wear your emotions on your sleeve, so to speak. No pun intended.
Some of them would give a lot of gun grabbers the pucker moment, wouldn't it? I mean, if there's one of my favorites is and I've got an example of it too. It's got a kitted up tactical operator saying, "I am the assault weapon. Now try to ban me." And some people don't want to wear that. I'll wear it. Some people, some of the statements that some of the shirts that Chuck puts out makes is, they're not for everybody.
Well, we like to start conversations.
Yes, I mean, yes, you do.
That's the intent. We want to get people talking, and if that shirt or any shirt is a catalyst to start a conversation, then more power to us.
Now, before you became a entrepreneur, you were in a uniform of some sort for quite a while, weren't you?
Yes, sir. I went to the Marine Corps right after high school, spent 6 years active duty, 2 years inactive, and then was a law enforcement officer for 13 years. Most of the time I spent uniform patrol. My last 2 years I spent in gang investigation.
So in your time in the street patrol, I would hazard a guess, and I know how things are in the upstate, I'm sure your weapon came out of the holster.
From time to time.
From time to time. I sent you the article that we're going to talk about. And what this is, folks, for those of you who don't know, this is an open letter that was sent by a guy named Gabe Suarez, who is involved in a company called OneSourceTactical.com that sells gear, and I think they do a little bit of training. They do a little bit of gunsmithing. He claims to have been involved in SWAT, gang, crime impact teams, narcotics, as well as street patrol. And he took exception to some stuff that Gene Assam said. And I sent this to Chuck, and I asked him to join me today. Now, Gene Assam was also a former law enforcement officer when she stopped this shooting. But having read that, let me ask you first. Let's look at some of her points she makes. And this was, I guess, after Sandy Hook, when Gun Owners of America has certainly come out with this position. Gun Owners of America thinks teachers should be armed. And what Gene Assam says is, arm teachers. Isn't that a bit irresponsible? I thought the same thing when they wanted to arm pilots. Let teachers be teachers, let pilots be pilots, and let the police be the police. Chuck, as somebody with such a cross-referenced background in weapons training, is there anybody that has two hands and the capability of forming good rational thought that you've ever met that couldn't handle being taught self-defense with a gun, no matter what their profession was?
No. I think that, you know, anybody that, you know, lawfully empowered to own a gun. Well, I shouldn't say empowered. That's probably a bad choice of words. Anybody that can legally own a firearm and can be licensed as a CWP, absolutely. Absolutely. They should. They can do just the same as a law enforcement officer.
Recon, can you give the phone line a little more gain, please, sir? Give me a sound check, Chuck.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's much more gooder.
Outstanding.
What do you think about the idea of arming teachers in schools?
I think that's a fine idea. I think that's a reasonable thing to do.
Do you think that, I mean, and you've had to consider things many times. I've had to consider things a couple times in my past. Do you think there's a degree of training that a teacher can both grasp and prosper with if they train uniformly and if they seek out good professional help to train them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the training is the, especially for a teacher, yeah, I think the training is paramount. But yeah.
Now, it makes reference in this open letter to Ms. Assam after she was making her points. There was a lot of law enforcement and who was the sheriff in Greenville County when you were sheriff? Was it Simmons?
Started with Johnny Mac Brown, then Sam Simmons, and then current Sheriff Loftus.
Right, okay. So you went through three of them.
Yes.
When police, in a shooting like in a Sandy Hook-type shooting, or in any shooting that's taking place where you have to go somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and you're coming to a dwelling, and first of all, I mean, it's not really the smartest thing I know to burst in and go looking for the shooter. You need to get a little bit of a plan together.
Well, in a school shooting type situation like a Sandy Hook, there is no put together a plan. If you're the first officer on the scene, your mission is to go into that school and quote unquote eliminate that threat. So we trained that way. If I'm the first officer on scene and there's an active shooter, then that's my job. My job is to go in there and take care of that problem.
So was that a fail when they were told to wait?
You know, I hate to pass judgment on anybody, because I wasn't there at that particular time.
Would that have happened in Greenville County?
No.
Okay.
No. For me, and the way that we trained, and I was assigned to the school enforcement division as a gang investigator, the way we trained is that we're operating under the assumption that the school resource officer is dead, and we have to get in there and stop this threat from causing any more harm than he's already caused.
Now, for those folks, most of you probably don't know this, Greenville County has a gigantic school district. I mean, it is huge. And some of the schools are the size of college campuses. And would it be better to have these schools or schools like those populated with armed teachers?
I think it would be a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. You hang on. We'll be right back. We're going to continue this. We got a long way to go, and I've got my on-hand expert to talk about it. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour from Sheepdogs, Inc., Chuck Porter. We're discussing Gina Somm and some of the assertions that she's making, which are somewhat elitist in my view, but I wanted somebody who's been there and done the work to do that. Real quick, where do they find the apparel that you put together, Chuck?
That would be at sheepdogsinc.com, sheepdogsinc.com.
He makes a line of apparel for people like to work out called Get Fit or Die. Are you still doing that?
I am, sir. I am.
That is the best moisture-wicking shirt you've ever seen in your life. I've got two of them. I'll never be separated from them. If he stops making them, I'm going to preserve them in a airtight, sealed enclosure just because they're that good. And some of the people that wear your stuff, you have MMA fighters and bodybuilders and military and law enforcement.
That's correct, sir. That's correct. We're fortunate to have a wide swath of professionals and all kinds of outlets that are good enough to support the brand.
Gina Somms, we're talking about Gina Somms and some points she made after Sandy Hook and some of the provisions that were, because she has stopped a spree shooter in his tracks. Now, she does not believe in arming teachers. But then she goes on and says, folks, there's a reason police officers have to go through so much specialized training to carry a firearm. Now, you went to the South Carolina Police Academy. Would that be right as far as to get your certification?
That's correct.
In the police academies, and once you're certified to be in law enforcement, that pretty much carries anywhere you would want to go to work in that field, right?
Within the state, yes.
Okay. So once you're certified to be a police officer, that most people get hired, then they go to the police academy. I think that's the way most of it goes. How much actual hands-on firearms training does a recruit get?
If I remember correctly, and things may have changed now because it's been, well, now it's been 15 years or more, but we had roughly a week of actual shooting, and then maybe a week before that of preparatory work. It was similar to what I experienced in boot camp, only less intense, but about the same time span.
So, basically, I mean, the way I remember basic rifle marksmanship in the Army was we spent a week learning the trigger and disassembling it, and then we went and zeroed, and then we started working on qualifying. That took about 2 weeks.
That's about the crux of it, yeah.
So, for you and I both, and not so much in the military, but I don't know how the days go in the police academy because I've never attended one, but say in Arkansas where the teachers have had 40 hours of training, live firearm training for those that want to carry in the 13 school districts that are going to allow that to happen, do you think 40 hours is adequate?
I think 40 hours of intense instruction would probably be adequate to learn the basics. I think the thing with training in firearms and marksmanship, like anything else, is a perishable skill.
Right.
And if you don't continue to train, then the skill will perish. And a lot of the training falls back on the individual agency as far as law enforcement is concerned. I was fortunate to work at an agency where we were required to qualify quarterly, and the scenarios changed every time. So for us, it was we had to stay up to speed, and if you didn't qualify, then you didn't work. So it's something that you have to continue to do. A pilot doesn't just fly once a month and expect to stay current in his hours. Fight like you train like you fight. And if you don't continue to train, then that skill will diminish.
Now, somebody that maybe goes to, let's say you've got a civilian, and Chuck and I don't know anybody around us that has the time to actually do this. We don't get to shoot either that much. But let's say you had somebody that goes to a indoor range once a month and maybe takes a class along the lines of a Costa or a Jaeger or a Haley or a Fala, and they do that maybe two or three times a year. Once they've been initially trained, do you think that is enough to retain that competent edge?
Yeah, that's kind of it's a hard question to answer because we're talking about individuals, and right. Everybody's different, and everybody's retention is different. At face value, yeah, I think a shooter that practices X number of hours a month would probably maintain their proficiency, but it's incumbent on that individual to do it. If you're going to carry a firearm professionally in that aspect, if you're going to be armed with that responsibility, especially in a school situation, then training is paramount. I mean, it's got to be a constant. And if it's not professional training, it's that individual has to take it upon themselves to go out and see to it that they're proficient in that skill set.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people step up and offer to train these people, and I know a lot of them have gotten some really good training. But it would be a specialized set of training because they're either going to engage this hypothetical spree shooter in a hallway or coming into a classroom.
Right. And you look at the training that air marshals receive and learning how to shoot in such a confined area as an airplane. That I think that would be a pretty good similarity there, and with that kind of specialized training and that kind of constant practice, then absolutely, I think that would be adequate.
Going to her third point, she states the NRA acts as if anyone who carries a gun will automatically know what to do should they encounter an active shooter. Are you kidding? I find that incredibly naive, but also very disrespectful to the law enforcement profession for which I've been a part of for over 15 years. Now, in most of the videos that I see of self-defense shootings that are recorded, Chuck, I look at the people that are doing it. They, when the threat presents itself, I keep going back to this grandpa at that internet cafe in Ocala, Florida.
Right.
Who waited until they weren't looking at him, and then he just drew his weapon and started shooting at him. And then they fell all over themselves like the Chinese acrobat team trying to get out of there. He was still shooting at him. He didn't shoot anybody. He didn't shoot any bystanders. And nobody shot at him.
Right.
And I'm almost certain that guy's not a Chris Costa alumni.
Probably not.
In most instances of self-defense, of justifiable self-defense that you ever witnessed or anything, I mean, have you ever run across a guy that you looked at and he had like the Semper Fi tattoo on one bicep and airborne wings on the other and a couple of bullet pucker marks in his chest? I mean, have you ever run across somebody like that actually defended themselves?
No.
Is it largely just instinctive in the fact that they had the tool at the time and they took the opportunity to bring it into action?
Generally speaking, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Looking at the way some of these people react, I would have to say they don't think too much about it, which is probably a good thing.
Well, and you shouldn't, because your training is what should take over in that particular aspect. Now,
let's expand on that after the break. You know, it's Chuck's been with me since the old podcast days, and we could just go as long as we wanted, and now we have to go by the clock. You hang on, sir. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again.
877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour from Sheepdogs, Inc. You ought to go to Sheep. If you've never been to sheepdogsinc.com, go take the time and look at it. And look at some of the stuff that he has there. This is apparel with an attitude. Duh. I wear it, and I like it a lot. Joining me from Sheepdogs, Inc. is Chuck Porter. Welcome back, Chuck. We were talking about the automatic response that occurs a lot of times when... was that what we were talking about when the break came? You were about to say something.
Well, let's try and put a bow on this package here.
Sure.
What this lady's saying, Miss Assam, she's saying, in my opinion, that being a cop gives you some kind of magic power that nobody else possesses. Like you've gone to Hogwarts or something, and now you're a full fledged wizard. And I don't believe that that's true. Being a cop isn't magic, and it doesn't endow you with any special skill. Anybody can be trained up and perform to that level. I've known cops that couldn't qualify and lost their job. But I've known civilians that could outshoot me in their sleep. So to say that only cops should be trusted with that quote-unquote power, I think, is kind of a fallacy.
Well, that pretty much, I was going to ask that question, if you become superhuman when you become a police officer. Becoming a police officer is more than just shooting, too. I mean, there's a few things that you have to, there's other things that they have to learn how to do to become a police officer, right?
There are so many things, and most of which you learn your first day on the road versus at the academy. It's much like the military, where you train up, and when you get to your unit, they say, remember what they taught you? Well, this is how it's really done.
That's exactly what they do. Whereas for a civilian that wants to buy a gun, carry concealed, and really learn how to use it, they can pursue that with a singularity that almost makes them overly specialized, depending on how much they put into it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If that's all you do day in and day out, then you're going to be pretty good at it.
Another thing that hampers police, I think, when it comes to their firearm proficiency is, for a lot of these guys, their training is solely dependent upon the police department's budget.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge factor, because you've only got X number of rounds that you know you can afford to shoot, and I use the word afford literally. So you may work for a small agency with a very small budget and a very small tax base, and you only get to shoot once a year, but that doesn't mean you can't go out and continue to train on your own and buy your own ammunition. It just depends on how dedicated you are to your craft.
I know one of our mutual friends, Brad Reese at James Firearm in Palmetto State Defense. A lot of police officers go to him. A lot of sheriff's deputies go to him because he makes them a deal on bulk ammo so they can go shoot more often. Because apparently in the Sheriff's Department of Greenville County, they actually want to be proficient with their weapon.
I've got to say and that's a correct statement, and the sheriff is adamant that all of his deputies are proficient. And the sheriff's office here in Greenville has a decent budget, and for a 400-man agency, I think the last I remember, we were using on the order of 500,000 rounds a year.
Yeah.
So in training. Now, that, of course, includes a SWAT team and specialized units and units with, you know, select fire weapons and so on, but yeah, we took our training seriously. The range master at the sheriff's office always made sure that we were doing something different.
Is it now comparing a police officer, like when you go to a class along the lines of Chris Costa or even with South Carolina Gun School here locally, if it's a rifle pistol class, you're probably looking at shooting 1,500 rounds over 2 days. How many rounds does the police or the law enforcement agency that you were associated with, how many do they provide to the officer per year for training?
To be honest with you, Bill, I don't remember right off the top of my head. Now, I know that the specialized units had kind of the run of it. They could get whatever they needed to stay proficient. The road officers maybe 50 to 100 rounds in practice ammo, but don't hold me to that because I don't remember.
50 to 100 rounds per year.
Well, let's go
per quarter.
Per
quarter. So 400 rounds per year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that's why somebody like a Brad Reese needs to be making a special deal so these guys that want to actually be good at it can do that, so they can do that on their own dime. Mrs. Assam goes on to say, I know private citizens who want to carry a concealed weapon have nothing but good intentions. Let me please make that clear, but to assume that the extensive training cops receive will automatically download into the brain of an untrained civilian at the touch of their gun is ridiculous and foolish, and that belief, and that belief could get you a good person, or could get a good person who means well killed. Like I said, most of the stuff that I ever see where somebody employs a gun in self-defense and actually pulls a trigger, I don't look at them and say, I know that he's got a whole line of combat shirts in his closet.
Right. And again, to believe that there's some kind of magic hat you put on when you become a cop that allows you to be a better marksman or to think and fight through stress better than anybody else. Now, again, everybody's different, but I think that she's being naive in believing that. I think that anybody can be as proficient or more proficient than anybody else. It's incumbent on them to make themselves so.
Her next point is, I don't want anyone associating me with the NRA. No offense, but I don't. I can't tell you how many times men from gun rights organizations have contacted me, asking me to join their public speaking circuit, or asking me to be their spokesperson to represent the cause for the private citizen to bear arms. I'm not a big NRA fan either, but it sort of seems like she has a little bit of an axe to grind there.
Well, it seems to me, Bill, just, and again, my opinion, just
sure,
in reading this, that she has an agenda, and maybe this incident was an outlet for her to press her agenda. This is what happened to me, and I believe based on this incident that cops are the only ones that should have guns. So I think you may be correct in your assumption.
Okay. This is a long, her next quote is very long, and I just want to ask you this. And, you know, I look at me, and I look at you, and for us, for those of us that are military veterans, we're the ones that can get out there and make a distinction between civilian and other, okay? Do you believe police are civilians?
Wow, that's kind of a complicated question.
Well, they're civilians. In my mind, they're civilians in that they have a very limited jurisdiction. They have an enormous responsibility, no doubt about it. But getting out there and equating police with, say, the Marine Corps is sort of a...
Well, there's a vast distinction there, and there's two vastly different missions. I think when a cop puts on a uniform,
yep,
when he's out acting on behalf of the people of the community or the state or the county, I don't think he's a civilian. But, you know, that's my opinion.
Okay.
Now, is he a member of the military? No. No, he's not. But civilian, I think, that's kind of a broad term.
How do you think a police SWAT team would fare against a Marine squad if the police SWAT team had never had any military training at all?
I think it would depend greatly on the SWAT team, to be honest with you. Different levels of training. I mean, the SWAT team from Pumpkinville, Mississippi, maybe not.
You hang on one more time. We'll finish this up on the other side. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran,
Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ooh. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
I'm afraid of Americans, I'm afraid of the world, I'm afraid I can't help it, I'm afraid I can't.
And there you have it, the request line from Gun Owners of America. That goes out to Piers Morgan. Welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, Chuck Porter of SheepdogsInc.com. Former law enforcement, former Marine. He's driven a gun in a bunch of different uniforms, in a bunch of different services. Her last point, and she makes it twice, is that we puny civilians are private citizens, which that almost sounds like Soviet speak to me. We don't need, as she terms it, assault rifles, Chuck. What are your thoughts on that? I know you own one. You're a civilian. Golly.
It's crazy, right? I actually own two.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I must be double crazy.
Well, yet you are one of those superhuman breeds that have been a police officer.
Well, yeah, I don't need a 500 horsepower car, but I sure as heck want one of those too. That's just silly. I mean, there's no reason in the world that a person living in the United States of America can't own a quote-unquote assault rifle. I cringe to even say that word as I hold an assault pencil in my hand. The Second Amendment guarantees us the right to keep and bear arms. And there's a period there. So it is what it is.
You've served in a big department, and in the upstate of South Carolina, in the Greenville area, you have both a very large city police department and a very large sheriff's department. So you got to rub shoulders with the city guys as well. What is the prevailing attitude when you were in towards the armed citizen?
It very accepting. I mean, it's what people need to keep in mind is we're people too, and as a cop, we're still citizens of the United States. Now, that are there cops that think only cops and only the military should have guns? Obviously, because we're talking about one right now. But for me and the people that I knew and the cops that I worked with, it's a very different attitude.
I know. I don't have a problem if a police officer's talking to me. And I've offered to do this twice with two city police officers. One took me out, the other one didn't feel the need to. But I was pulled over one time, and I was carrying my gun. And another time I was carrying my gun, and something had happened at a family member's house, and I was just wanting to find out what was going on. And the first thing I did was let them know, and I offered to let them have it, because that way then they don't have anything to worry about because they're talking to me.
Right.
They don't have to worry about that specter being there. That being said, that's not necessarily the law, but I do that simply because out of respect for their nerves. And I'm more interested in finding out what I got to find out than I am in not holding onto my gun for 10 minutes if a police officer has it.
That's greatly appreciated. It really takes a load off of your mind, and it takes the surprise out of, you know, a potentially bad situation. We're never around when something good happens. People don't call the police when Johnny got an A on the report card. People call the police when something bad's happened. And oftentimes we're in situations where emotions and tempers and everything are just off the charts, and you're a nervous wreck. Because you don't know who's got what, who's going where, and you've got four people in a trailer, and somebody has to go to the bathroom, and what are they going to come out with? It just, there are so many factors that go into this, and you never know what exactly is going to pop up.
The thing that strikes me most about Miss Assam is she completely, I mean, when you become a police officer, do you have to take an oath?
You do. You absolutely do, surprisingly enough.
Same oath you have to take in the military, except you're...
Very, very similar. Support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Absolutely.
So, I guess because of her... Uh-oh. Check.
Go ahead.
I guess because of her... they're saying that the... Are you still there, Chuck?
I am.
So that means I'm still connected to RBN. I guess because she had ascended to that high air of being a police officer, for some reason, that made her better. And therefore, the oath no longer applied to her or something, I guess.
Well, in my opinion, the oath applies even... I mean, you took the oath, and, you know, whether you took it on a Bible or you raised your right hand or whatever you did, it means something, and you're not excluded from it. You're not excluded from that document that you swore to defend and protect and to uphold.
Right. Thanks for that recon. I appreciate it.
She's an American citizen just like the rest of us.
Yeah, I just I wonder that things that get politicized like that. There were a lot of people, and the reason I'm doing this, folks, is because there were a lot of people that looked at her as like an American hero. And what she did was great. She saved a lot of lives. But her attitude towards you, anybody listening to me, is probably of the same mind and of the same belief set. And her attitude towards you, well, you don't need assault rifles. You're not trained very well. You can't possibly do what I can do because I have an S tattooed dead center of my chest. That just, I don't know, that just smacked me around a little bit. I actually talked about something else that if we had time, I'd actually take you into it. And I may call you back and send this to you. Did you hear about something that happened up in North Carolina with a 90-year-old kid? Or not 90-year-old, 90-pound kid.
The schizophrenic?
Yes.
Apparently had been diagnosed as being schizophrenic. I've read some cursory reports dealing with emotionally, what we refer to as EDPs, or emotionally disturbed persons, is a giant ball of wax that is different than any other ball of wax, and I wouldn't feel comfortable commenting on that because I wasn't there.
Okay.
That's a very, very different situation when you're dealing with people that have those issues. And if I had been there and I was a firsthand witness to it, I'll talk about it all day, but I wouldn't even feel comfortable to say one way or the other.
I understand, sir. Real quick, how can they find what you do?
Sheepdogsinc.com, SheepDogsInc, sheepdogsinc.com.
Give out the YouTube channel, because Chuck does these little commentaries on YouTube from time to time where it's just him talking. But, I mean, if you've ever read one of his T-shirts or if you own one of his T-shirts, the thought process comes from him. What's your YouTube channel? Or do you have that crazy YouTube channel name? Is that still up?
I hate myself for not stopping my head. I've got everything linked together. I believe it's The Sheepdogs Inc. on YouTube, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, go listen to some of his commentaries. His commentaries are very, very good. You can find him also on Facebook. And
Facebook and Twitter.
And if you're in the upstate area on any Sunday evening, you can find him paying homage to a fallen comrade in arms. And what's the name of that pub?
The Irish Pub.
The Irish Pub. Every Sunday, Chuck and some of his military brethren get together, and they've identified one guy. They put his name on a placard. He's not there. They buy him a beer, and they salute him. So very, very involved in the community. Chuck, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All right. That wraps it up, folks. We'll do this again in about 21 hours, and I want you to remember this and remember it very carefully. Never been about gun control. Never. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.